Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's doing good. Yes, a lot of things going on. Salute, salam. Yo, that's that Harlem thing. You know, I'm never going to forget that. Anyway, a lot of things happened this week. I was supposed to jump onto the news feed on the Spotify and talk about, I mean, there's a lot of news. It's thousands of news that goes on every day. Didn't I told you that in the past? I was like, bro, news happened every day. And it's obvious I didn't report it on the Francis Key Bridge that collapsed over there in Baltimore, over there in the freaking, you know, the docks right there in the bay. You know, the transport, it got, the bridge got hit by a big carrier boat, you know, that carries items and products. You know, everybody know about that. Like I know one that's in Elizabeth Seaport, New Jersey. That's like close to New York. I know that area because I used to work in that little area. And then Baltimore got them. You know, they got them down here in Houston. Georgia got them. All them little areas, North Carolina, I think Virginia do have like a seaport because there's like a Navy base seaport in Virginia. Where else? Of course, Chicago got one, but there ain't nothing transporting through Chicago. I mean, they got something that like products coming from Canada and that's transporting all the way to the U.S. over there in the Illinois area, the Great Lakes. They got those. And they got them in Boston, too. Same thing in Maine. They got those. There's a lot of commerce that goes through those areas. And there was a boat, a carrier, that it lost power. The boat was inoperable. Like, the pilot or the captain of the boat couldn't really control it. It lost power. Which there is an ongoing investigation with that right there. They said it was just a freak accident, but you know, they're gonna do a whole bunch of investigations because that was not supposed to happen. There's 6 casualties. And I don't even think they found the people when the bridge collapsed over there in Baltimore. I have all of the details on it, but people been reporting on that the whole week, so I don't even see the reason why. I'm just giving you a brief summary on that right there. I was really going to get on to P. Diddy and stuff because there's so much allegations. He has not been arrested yet, so it's just too much going on with him. But a lot of details, a lot of things going on, all right? Then I need to freaking wash my goddamn floors because something sticky is on here. Yeah, I ain't even been doing this thing. I could have went hard tonight, but I just like, man, I'm doing a lot of studying. Plus, I do another job. I work another job. And I'm doing other, like, I have other endeavors, other projects that I'm working on. So just doing the podcast, and this is just audio right here. Just doing the podcast is like, it's not priority right now, but I'm trying to make it a priority where I'm like knocking a couple of episodes out per day and shit, but it's hard, you know, but I'm gonna do it though. And plus, I gotta watch out for my health. That's another priority, don't you think? Like, I'm taking care of my health, and then I'm trying to go see if the doctor, I got to get this done anyway. I got to see if the doctor could do something to get this, the side of my face relieved from whatever is going on with it. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've been talking about this Bell palsy-like condition that I have on my face and stuff, all right? So that, I'm trying to get that out of the way. But I know there's a way for me to relieve my face and get the nerve, because it's really nerve damage. And I just want to up out of here. And then, like I said, I'm a busy dude. I got a lot of things going on. My schedule is super tight. You know? And then, like I said, I got to prioritize my health at the same time, because that's what I'm dealing with in these next couple of weeks. I still got like some doctor appointments because I got to get everything done. And then this boat thing was a tragedy. Like this key, the Francis Key, I forgot the name of the bridge, but I don't know if I ever crossed that bridge before, because I do travel down the I-95. I am from the East Coast. When I was young as hell, when I was in my 20s, I used to travel through that. I used to travel all the way down to Georgia, hit the Florida. I always go to Florida or Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Drive up and down the I-95. I'm used to it. The Interstate 85, which is in Georgia, I'm like used to those. I don't know if I ever crossed that bridge, that particular bridge there. I don't know. I think that's Interstate 695, I believe. I'm probably saying it wrong, but I'm probably saying it wrong. I'm just throwing out a number. I'm like 695. I think that's the interstate, but it's in Baltimore. I'm not sure though if I'm saying it right. See, if I was in a live stream, somebody would have corrected me and be like, yeah, you saying it right. Nah, it's this the way, this the interstate that you're talking about right here. And then a big carrier boat. They tried to stop the boat, but you can't stop all of that massive. Yo, that's a big ass boat, man. That shit is like, that shit as big as the Empire State Building, nigga. Like, that shit big, bro. It's a very big boat filled with stuff. So stopping that boat, it's going to take it a while. How long is it going to take a boat like that to completely stop? Especially it's in full rudder. I think it's in full engine flutter. Like, it looked like it was moving fast. So it was full. So stopping that power of the boat, the engines probably was shut off. Stopping that boat is going to be difficult. It's going to take about, what, 3 hours, 4 hours for it to fully stop? So, nah, you couldn't stop that boat. And as soon as it hit one of the pillars of that bridge, the bridge collapsed. And from the news articles, from all of the information that I received, it looks like there were 6 construction workers that was working on potholes underneath the bridge. I think there's like I don't know how this bridge is constructed. If there's a top lane and there's a second level lower lane, because there were trucks. I posted this on the TikTok as well. There was construction truck workers, and you can see the trucks falling into the dam. Into the water, into the Bay Canal area, you know? They still haven't found those 6 people, which is tragic. And then all of that heavy stuff, the containers that was on the carrier ship fell as well. So all of that heavy-ass container and the steel, the containers alone probably weigh at least about 5, 6, 7 tons, probably more than that. I'm saying lower numbers. It's probably way more than that. You know what I'm saying? Probably like 20 tons. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine that falling and you falling with it. You can't swim nowhere. Where are you gonna swim at? It's gonna create a whirlpool. You're gonna get sucked down with it. You're not gonna be able to come up. You know what I'm saying? So I already know that's a tragic way to die. Very tragic way to die. In my opinion, it is. I'm like, hell nah, fuck that. The goddamn, the boat hit the bridge, and the doggone, there was construction workers. The boat already gave the emergency signals for the people on the boat, radar, for the people in the bridge to clear the bridge. And thank God that the authorities did stop and clear both sides of the lanes for that bridge. You know, I got the video on the TikTok. You can see one truck made it right just before the freaking boat hit the pillars of the damn bridge. So it could have been worse, but it's still bad because six people are unaccounted for. So that is a very tragic thing. When I seen it, I was like, damn, it's a horrible way to die, man. Trust me, I don't think nobody want to die like that. You know what I'm saying? When you falling into the goddamn ocean and then a big ass container that weighs about 20 tons, a big ass container weighs like 20 tons and then it creates a whirlpool and you trying to swim to safety and it suck you down into the ocean with it. Like, nigga, there ain't no coming back from that. Bro, I could imagine that shit in my mind. I could just imagine the tragedy in my mind. I definitely could imagine it because that's why I'm like, damn, that's horrible. Because when the bridge collapsed and I realized there was six construction occupants on that bridge when the bridge collapsed and they fell there with it. Like I said, I got the video on my TikTok. You can analyze it and it will show you details because I posted it on my TikTok because I know for a fact that I was going to talk about this. So I was like, yo, bro, this shit is crazy. And they fell into the damn water. And then a couple of containers fell as well because the damn boat collided with the damn bridge pillars. You know, the pillars are what's holding the bridge up. You know, it's all the way in the water, holding up to the bridge. So I wonder how deep that long canal is, that area is. You got the bridge pillar and it connects. The boat was trying to, the boat wasn't even supposed to be there. It went the wrong way, I believe. It was supposed to go to, I forgot the name of that area. Sri Lanka, some shit called like that. It's supposed to go to some place called Sri Lanka or something like that. And the boat went the wrong way. But they was trying to stop the boat from going that way. So that boat wasn't even supposed to go there. I should go get the details on that boat thing and talk about that right there. Matter of fact, let me see where I put it at. All right, I see two bodies recovered. This is today's news. Two bodies recovered from vehicle underwater at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. So this is today. This is Baltimore. The bodies of the two men were recovered on Wednesday from the site at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Four people remain missing and are presumed dead. But recovery efforts were paused on Wednesday. They stopped it. And the focus is now shifted to removing the ruins of the bridge, which was once traveled by over 30,000 vehicles per day. The transition was made Wednesday from a recovery mission to a salvage effort because of officials believe vehicles are encased in the bridge's debris and divers can no longer operate around the debris. The Navy says it is mobilizing some barges outfitted with heavy lift cranes to help clear the channel of debris. You know, the three cranes with varying lift capacities are expected, along with support vessels to remove submerged portions of the bridge, but it's unclear when they're gonna arrive with the Navy and their equipment so they could remove all of the debris. Maryland State Police Colonel Roland Butler Jr. said divers found the men identified as 35-year-old Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and 26-year-old Dorian Ronaldo Castillo Cabrera around 10 in the morning in a red pickup truck 25 feet deep into the Patapsco River. The Patapsco River. I hope I'm saying it right. The Patapsco River. The bridge crumbled early Tuesday after a support column was hit by a large container ship that had lost power, sending people and vehicles into the water below. Okay, so based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point, we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilruth said in a news conference. Four remain missing, presumed dead. All right. Let me tell you that again. Based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, it probably got real cold, and the weather, I believe it was raining at the same time, that at this point, we do not believe that we are going to find any of these individuals still alive, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilruth. Four remain missing, presumed dead. Two people were rescued from the water shortly after Tuesday's collapse. One of the rescued workers was unhurt. The other was treated at the University of Maryland Medical Center and has been discharged. All eight people were part of a construction crew filling potholes on the bridge at the time, the Rear Admiral says. Officials said they were from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Okay. Jennifer Hamady, the chair of the National Transportation Safety, the chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Hamady, she said, that's the NTSB, she said on Tuesday afternoon that a local company, Bronner Builders, employed the workers. Who are these victims? So far, three of the missing workers have been identified. Three of them. Maynard Yasir Suazo Sandoval, 35 years old. He's originally from Honduras and who has been living in the United States for 20 years. Miguel Luna, originally, he is from El Salvador. Dorlian Castillo Cabrera, 26 years old. He's young, originally from Guatemala. All six victims were working on the bridge filling potholes at the time of the collapse. Mr. Luna was identified by a nonprofit organization, and three South American nations indicated missing citizens but stopped short of identifying them as victims. State police said Fuentes is from Veracruz in Mexico, and Cabrera is from San Luis in Guatemala. The nonprofit organization CASA, I don't know what that acronym stands for, identified one of the missing workers as Miguel Luna, a man from El Salvador, who was a father of three. His body has not been recovered. The Guatemala Ministry people of Foreign Affairs confirmed two of the missing men were from Guatemala, according to a Tuesday's evening news release. Honduras Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Antonio Garcia told the Associated Press a Honduran citizen was missing, and the Mexican embassy in Washington said there were Mexicans among the six as well. The men are in their 30s and 40s and have spouses and children. They live in a town called the Dundalk in Highland Town, that's in Baltimore. I don't know why I'm speaking all fucking crazy right now. The men are in their 30s and 40s and have spouses and children in the Dunk in Highland Town. That's in Baltimore. The Coast Guard is leading the recovery mission at the Key Bridge site. Colonel Roland Butler Jr. with the Maryland State Police Department said conditions in the water, including changes of currents, low visibility, and sharp metal objects, made it dangerous for the divers and first responders. The divers would be, they're going to begin recovery operations at 6 in the morning Wednesday. Baltimore Jr., the colonel for the Maryland State Police, Colonel Roland Butler Jr., said, adding that the victims' exact locations were unknown. He just added that the victims' Exact locations were unknown. Ongoing rain further complicated the search on Wednesday, with the weather picking up and intensifying in coverage throughout the day. Maryland Democratic Representative David Trone told news sources recovery efforts will likely be conducted with underwater drones. He said the drones will be able to locate the submerged vehicles and that authorities have identified one in particular that likely has casualties in it. All right. The ship had power issues before the collision. That's what I was talking about earlier. An unclassified memo issued by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said that the ship reported losing propulsion as it was leaving Baltimore Harbor and notified the Maryland Department of Transportation that a collision with the bridge was possible as they had lost control of the vessel. Roughly 2 minutes elapsed between when the ship's pilot notified authorities of an issue on board and when the bridge collapsed. All right. Baltimore County Executive John Olszewski said, okay, the call allowed the authorities to order a mayday and stop traffic on to that bridge. In action, Mayor Brandon Scott said, saved many lives and allowed emergency personnel to get to the scene quickly. Both Scott and Maryland Governor Wes Moore declared states of emergency in response to the collapse. Federal, state, and local officials from agencies, including the FBI and the National Transportation Safety Board, headed to the scene. The bridge crosses the Patapsco River, a key waterway that along, you know, that's where the Francis Scott Key Bridge is at. The bridge crosses the Patapsco River, a key waterway that, along with the Port of Baltimore, serves as a hub for East Coast shipping. The bridge is on the outermost of three tall crossings of Baltimore Harbor and the final link in the Interstate 695. That's the number that I said earlier. I'm pretty sure that I said, I don't know if I said 395 or 695, but I said something in sort of that number, but that's the correct interstate, 695, all right? Known in the region, it's known in the region as the Baltimore Beltway, which links Baltimore and Washington, D.C. The bridge was built back in 1977 after the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel reached capacity and experienced heavy congestion almost every day, according to sources named the MDTA. I don't know what that acronym stands for. I guess it's a company or some source. The 1.6-mile span, that's the bridge, was used by some 31,000 people per day and carried 11.5 million vehicles annually. Those are all of the details. I got to do something with this floor. Because you can, I don't know if you can hear me walking around this motherfucker, but god damn, that shit is annoying. I'm about to clean the floor. I'm going to pause this shit. I would be funny and say no Diddy, but I don't want to even do all of that shit. I'm going to say pause. I'm going to pause this shit and goddamn mop this motherfucking floor because I don't like how I'm walking and you can hear me walking and shit. Like, the floor got to be fucking cleaned up. I don't know if something spilled. I ain't even dropped nothing. I was drinking water all day. I ain't drink no juice. I just started sipping on a little vodka. I just, you know, I ain't even do the whole shot. I just sipped on it, and then I hit record. So can't say I'm drinking anything. But I don't think I dropped anything. I don't know why the fucking floor is making all of this noise while I'm walking. That shit is annoying me. Let me pause this shit real quick. I was just giving you all of the details and stuff because I want to say the right information. And plus, like I said, I've been real busy and I've been on top of my health because my health is not that great right now. All right. I've been working on things. I've been like getting my health better. And sometimes like I got this nerve damage on my face, bro. And it's like really like messing with me sometimes, especially when I'm doing podcasts. Sometimes I don't even know if I'm pronunciating the words right or if I'm like slurred when I'm speaking, because sometimes it just agitates me. That's why I don't really do some of the podcasts. Sometimes I'll do it. Like, I was trying to get something done today. I'm going to be busy tomorrow morning, so I don't know if I'm going to freaking do any more episodes. I'm going to try to do as much as I can. At the same time, I'm doing some other things. Oh, fuck. I got a lot of other shit to do. But let me freaking get this floor situated first. Yeah, the floor sticky, you know, like, that shit was bothering me and stuff. Like, Sean Diddy Combs, his Miami home was raided by the feds. You know, Sean Diddy Combs got a whole bunch of foundations, a whole bunch of real estate. He got one, I believe he got another spot over there in New Jersey. He got two in Miami. Two in that island, the Star Island. I believe he have two properties, two real estates. And then he got one in L.A. I believe he sold another piece of real estate. That's how much money this man got. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on with Sean Diddy Combs. I wish I had another guest with me to do the conversation at the same time, because me, sometimes I just be taking breaks. I'll let somebody else speak their mind. Well, I'm going to do it. I already told you, I'm going to have some co-hosts and things. I just got to set it up in a way. But still, let me see. I got to buy some other equipment too, most definitely. Just a couple of pieces of equipment, because I need to get me another co-host, because I don't want to be doing this by myself all the time. I know that I'm good at it, but, you know, I don't feel like I'm that good at it, because I don't like my own voice like that. You know what I'm saying? So I basically don't even listen to my own episode. I listen to other podcasts. I listen to other people. Well, Sean Diddy Combs' massive Miami home was targeted in a raid earlier this week by federal authorities. All right? Searches of in his sprawling residence. He, like I said, he stayed in the Star Island sector of the South Florida, where it was an investigation of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. And this investigation is happening by the federal government. All right, so now it's serious. He just had a settlement with Cassie a couple of months ago. Then, what's the name of that producer? I forgot the name of the little producer. Somebody, there's so much other allegations that's emerging. Sean P. Diddy, he wasn't detained. He spoke to the authorities, and neither the Bad Boy Records founder nor any of his family members were arrested. The Associated Press reported that the entertainer also denied all of the allegations against him when he spoke out for the first time on Tuesday. The Star Island is like a very exclusive thing for celebrities, mostly, and people that are rich. It's a private gated community. It's known for its prestigious real estate across 86 acres of land. And it's an oasis for the celebrities. The area is only accessible by boat or crossing the bridge that connects to the island, to MacArthur Causeway in South Florida. Okay? That's what Star Island is. How many homes does Diddy have in Star Island? All right, I'm about to tell you. Diddy first moved to the exclusive neighborhood back in 2003 when he purchased business and record executive Tommy Malata's property. He bought a 9-bedroom, 12-bathroom estate for $14.5 million. And nearly 20 years later, Diddy paid $35 million to buy the home right next door to it. One Star Island, which was previously owned by Gloria and Emilio Estevan. The 1.3 acre property is an 8,000 square foot mansion with 6 bedrooms and 10 bathrooms, featuring an immaculate outdoor sanctuary. The entertainer is known to host hundreds of guests at an annual New Year's Eve party on the island, featuring many of his celebrity friends like DJ Khaled, The Weeknd, Travis Scott, Future, Scottie Pippen, and Jermaine Dupri. Diddy also led a welcoming committee last year when rapper Rick Ross moved down the street and bought the $37 million mansion. A rare thing for Star Island, which has less than 40 homes. What other celebrities live or have lived in Star Island? These are the questions. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod bought 14 Star Island for $24 million from billionaire Ken Griffin back in 2020. And they later sold it back to Griffin. Ken Griffin, the billionaire. So he took that spot back. Basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal also lived on the island when he played for the Miami Heat. O'Neal sold the property to the billionaire Vladislav Doraninen for $16 million back in 2009. So when Shaquille O'Neal was playing for the Miami Heat, he also had a property in the exclusive neighborhood called Star Island. He sold the property to a billionaire named Vladislav. I think he's from freaking Ukraine or Russia and them areas. He's a billionaire. Vladislav Doraninen. All right, so actor Don Johnson lived there when he starred in the popular 80s TV show Miami Vice. Don Johnson, rapper Vanilla Ice, once lived there, and founder and former designer Donald Plinner, a founder and former designer. What did he design? Donald Plinner and his wife Lisa also had a residence on the island. Entertainer Rosie O'Donnell lived on the island and sold it to David and Linda Frankel, two prominent art patrons in Miami. All right, so why is Diddy involved in a criminal investigation? Just simplifying the math for you people. The criminal investigation is a major escalation in the scrutiny of Sean P. Diddy Combs, who has been the defendant in several sexual abuse lawsuits in recent months. In a lawsuit Combs settled the day after it was filed in November 2023, his former protege and girlfriend, the R&B singer that we know as Cassie, Cassandra Ventura, sued him, alleging that she was sexually abused for years by him, including rape. The lawsuit said he forced her to have sex with multiple prostitutes while he filmed it. You see what I'm saying? In February, a music producer filed a lawsuit alleging that Combs, P. Diddy Combs, coerced him to solicit prostitutes and pressured him to have sex with them. The Associated Press reported that another of Combs' accusers was a woman who said the rap producer raped her 2 decades ago when she was only 17 years old. Sean P. Diddy Combs and his attorneys have denied all of these lawsuits and allegations. All right, that's Sean P. Diddy Combs is going through a lot of shit. Brother Love is going through a lot of craziness and madness. I don't know what the hell is wrong with. I don't know. But he sure was all over the news. Everybody's talking about him and things like that. I don't know. Like, I'm not even blaming him and stuff. I've been taking in a lot of freaking, like, thoughts. I've been watching different podcasts, doing deep dives, researching, seeing why all of these allegations are happening. Because, you know, Sean P. Diddy Combs is a super producer mogul, music mogul. And these allegations, sometimes you got to take a deep dive into it. Like Cassie, what she was drug-induced. And then this is my thing about it. Like, okay, Cassie broke up with P. Diddy back in the days, and then she actually went back to him back in the days. So it looks like she was enjoying the ride, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to play victim blamer. I'm just saying she looked like she was enjoying the ride as well because she was still dealing with P. Diddy. I think any woman with morale would be like, hell no, I'm not doing this. Fuck no. And just say, hell no. From the first initial reaction, you know, interaction with P. Diddy. The first initial interaction, a person would have said something. But 10 years passed by, you was this man's girlfriend, and then now you pop out with this lawsuit. And then what made it even a little bit more suspicious is that Sean P. Diddy Combs freaking settled. So that raises a whole bunch of questions, right? So you're like, oh shit, what's really going on? And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then Sean P. Diddy Combs, you gotta put in mind as well that he had issues with other big giant corporate businesses. I'm talking about Goliath businesses. What's that liquor brand company that owns Ciroc, DiGiorgio, whatever? He had issues with them. And then, you know, P. Diddy, he be doing some flyboy shit on the fucking gram, dressed like the Joker, dressed like the Batman. I don't know if he pissed off the Warner Brother group people, but I know they said something in the past about that, yes? So I don't know if this is somebody trying to tear him down, or did he really had like freaking parties that was just out of hand? Like, did he really had that? And are there really freaking victims in this alleged allegations, these alleged freaking madness that P. Diddy is being accused of? All right? Is that really true, or is it somebody trying to take him down? Is it P. Diddy? Did P. Diddy pissed off somebody, you know? And then there's people that have been talking about P. Diddy for years. You know, you got an ex-security guard. He's been running around talking. You know, there's people that actually, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of unknown variables, you know? It's hard to think about that shit. And then on top of it, I know earlier today, doggone, what's that dude name? From Love & Hip Hop, the producer, he used to work for Bad Boy. Goddamn, Stevie J. He responded to 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson. I seen him earlier today on social media talking about he want to shoot the fade. He want to fight 50 Cent for talking shit about him and saying that he was sleeping with a dude. He said he want to shoot his shot with him. He want to fight. He want to beat 50 Cent's ass, you know. He want to whoop. I don't know if Curtis Jackson responded to that. I got to look. You know what I'm saying? I probably could look right now, but anyway. I don't know. I'm about to shut this apple pie short and sweet. I don't know why I'm stuttering like that, but fuck it. It is what it is. And then I'm thinking about what to eat. I'm trying to eat some salad, but I be going to IHOP, getting the salad from IHOP. That shit right there. I don't know. I don't know if I want IHOP. Probably would like to go to Whataburger, but IHOP do sound good because their salad is good. The way that they make it is good. But I don't know. I'm trying to think about what I'm going to go grab to eat. Or I might do some more research on P. Diddy and stuff like that. Because, you know, you got a whole bunch of too many allegations and stuff like that. They even accusing P. Diddy, Brother Love, of he was behind the Tupac murder and stuff. That he's the one who paid the killers to get him. He paid like $1 million. He had $1 million bounty on Tupac's head or something like that. He had $1 million on Tupac's head. That's what Keefy D is currently in jail right now. And he's about to face trial on the case of killing Tupac Shakur and shit like that. Or one of the co-conspirators of behind the Tupac murder. This is Keefy D. And Keefy D did open his mouth and said something about Sean P. Diddy Combs. You know, he did open his mouth and said something about that. That right there. You know, and he's not arrested. Sean is not arrested right now. He's still free. They didn't arrest his kids. You know, I sat down and watched this thing play out a little bit. You know, when it first jumped off, I really was supposed to do the news. I was about to jump and do the podcast, but I was like, let me let this fizzle a little bit. Let me let this marinate just a little bit to see what's really going on. Because sometimes I don't even like to talk about things. I just let it play out a little bit to see what the hell is going on. Because he didn't get locked up. When the initial reports first started on the Sean P. Diddy house raid on Tuesday. I think it happened Tuesday, right? The same time when the bridge in Baltimore collapsed. They said that they seen his jet plane. And it was going to Antigua, it was going to the islands and stuff while his home was raided. Come to find out that wasn't even true. He wasn't even on the plane. And then he was there when the authorities was raiding his house. So sometimes, like most of the time, I just don't jump on the news that quick. I could have jumped on the bridge in Baltimore. I could have jumped on that, excuse me, because I had all of the information about the boat running out of power, and that 6 construction workers was on the bridge, and that the and then I even got some more information that this particular bridge was messed up from, excuse me, I meant to say this particular boat, the carrier, the vessel, not the bridge, this particular vessel, that this vessel was in construction back in 2015 and 2016, around that time frame. This vessel was, manufactured, made, and then it went into operation in like 2015, 2016. And it really didn't pass inspections like that. And it had a little bit of defaults, you know. And there was things that the boat needed work on before even getting into operations. Yeah, I got that information. I remember I got that information. You see what I'm saying? So the boat was fucked up from the beginning. I mean, but I'm going to have to let things play out, you know, because more reports and more details are going to emerge about this vessel, this boat. Not the bridge. I'm talking about the boat. The boat didn't pass inspection. I got that information on that boat. It didn't pass inspection at all. So that's some of the information right there. And then, I don't know, I'm going to do some more research on P. Diddy. I'm going to see what else I'm going to get. And then I'm going to come back with some more news. I could come and do some right now, but I'm going to let this birdie fly. I ain't trying to do too much tonight. And then, like I told you, my freaking side of my face is not feeling too good. The nerves are acting up. So it's kind of like messing with my talking, you know. I'm trying to talk to you and give you all of the information about these two particular stories right here. P. Diddy and the vessel that hit the goddamn pillars on the damn Baltimore Bridge. And that was a problem right there, you know. They said the vessel had issues before in the beginning, in the past, you know. And then I don't even think that the captain or the pilot of the boat they should have gave a little bit more time, because I only think they had like 3 minutes between the time the boat gave the emergency to authorities to like close down the bridge so no no commuters would cross that bridge. I don't think enough time was given. They should at least have 30 minutes. I think you could freaking put 30 minutes to an hour where, because that heavy ass vessel, it's that heavy, that very heavy vessel. It's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons. I'm talking about the whole vessel together probably weigh more than 300 tons, bro. 300 tons floating on that goddamn ocean. And the technology of 300 tons floating in that big body of water is beyond me, all right? Like, that's something that you really have to, like, freaking, you got to do a deep research on, like, okay, how much this, like, the average container carrier weighs. I could freaking type that right now. But I'm just making you think. It's like a thinking out loud type of shit. Because, like, okay, the vessel, how much does this vessel weigh? You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, all of the containers that it was carrying, you know, the containers that the fucking truck, the Mack truck, the freaking 18-wheeler, the goddamn tractor trailer when they be hauling on the highway, it's carrying a whole bunch of containers. It's products in there and stuff like that. Some of it is food or non-perishable foods, or it could be products like clothes, Nike sneakers, and phones and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? It's all types of products that's in that container. You know what I'm saying? Materials, construction materials. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything that you could think of. I don't know what's the what that carrier, what's in those containers, but all I could tell you, ultimately, it was carrying a whole bunch of products and things like that. So, and just imagine all of that weight. So when they was trying to stop, when they stopped the rudder, they stopped the engine, and then they threw the freaking anchor, because they've been through the anchor hours ahead trying to stop the damn, because I did all of the reports. I'm telling you what the reports are saying. Like, they've been through the anchor to slow down the damn carrier, but it couldn't slow down. It kept going. You know what I'm saying? As if it was still in full flutter mode. All right? So, that's the thing. Like, and then it hit the pillars of the bridge, and the bridge collapsed. You know? Dangerous thing. And I feel like there was a lot of human errors in that situation, in that boat situation over there in Baltimore when it banged the damn bridge. I feel like there's a whole bunch of human errors. It's gonna be a lot of lawsuits, a lot, all right? So I'm gonna come back with some more details and stories. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. I'm gonna holler at you later. This is, you know what to do. You could just doggone follow me on Instagram, or you could follow me on TikTok, where I'm very most active on, all right? All you gotta do is type in Box Benji in the search engine. That is BOXBENJI. I know I was a little bit off tonight. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
At the bodega, I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog when executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem Lights. Popping wheelies on the motorbike. It's that Harlem
night. Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.